This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Since 1898, Nuveen has been a leader in municipal bond investing, financing projects vital to American infrastructure. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Corman-Kintrieff here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Wednesday, July 17th, where we saw a major rotation out of technology stocks, Ken, the Nasdaq taking its hardest hit since 2022. As this rotation continues to unfold, we also have a lot of factors to sift through and digest now, because not only do we have macro headwinds, rotation, but also now political and geopolitical related commentary added to the mix. So a lot to digest today.
That's right. And second quarter earnings season coming right up here. So lots of turbulence to deal with. Yeah. And if you didn't own chip stocks, you probably did okay today. But a lot of the weakness in the Nasdaq was due to a sell-off in chip stocks. We'll get to that in just a moment. Mm-hmm. Wanted to take a look at Nvidia because it's making a key test, and we haven't looked at that one in a while on Stock Market Today. Also in the healthcare space, Eli Lilly, there was some news that caused that stock to drop. And finally, in the healthcare space, Tenet Healthcare, hospital operator, trading tightly near its 10-week moving average here.
All right. Well, we will take a look at those three stocks. But first, let's analyze the major indexes. The Nasdaq today closing at session lows and below 18,000, down about 2.8% on the day. The S&P 500 down, but not hit quite as hard, down 1.4% today, coming down to its 10-day moving average. We also had the Russell 2000 small cap index take a little bit of a breath today, but reversing lower here after an incredible rise, but breaking the winning streak today with a decline of about 0.9% on the upside. We did have the Dow bucking the weakness, up 0.6%. And continuing to look strong as this rotation unfolds. Well, we've got to take a look at the Nasdaq here. This has been the leading index all year long. We've been in a power trend the last couple of months, Ken, with that 21-day line, an area of support, but a close below that key level today. What does it mean?
Well, yeah, it means it looks like the Nasdaq's finally ready to take a breather here. We did get higher volume on the Nasdaq, but that break of 18,000 and break of the 21-day line, probably, you know, we're getting that much needed, pullback that we were expecting. Now, the Nasdaq has tried to pull back a few times during its uptrend. It hasn't really, been able to go more than 2 or 3 days before starting to rally again. So and this was really a sell-off that was driven by a lot of chip equipment stocks. That was the worst performing group in our database today. The Biden administration apparently is considering additional export curbs to China. Talked specifically about some chip equipment firms, and they just don't want that technology. They don't want China getting their hands on that technology. So outside of the initial selling in software stocks, that was when the rotation initially started. But now it's kind of spilled over into semiconductor stocks here. SMH coming right down to its 50-day moving average. So we'll see if it can hold support here. But pretty heavy volume in SMH, and lots of chip stocks down 6, 7, 8, 9% today.
Yeah. And I mean, this is an ETF and it today down over 7%. So a lot of heavy selling there. One more thing on the NASDAQ before we move on. We talk about the 21-day line being significant in power trend markets, but that doesn't mean that all pullbacks will stop right at the 21-day line. You know, we could regain support at that level in a couple of days, optimistically. You know, if you look at the beginning of the year, you know, we saw some pretty notable selling in the first week of January and rebounded. That did come with a couple of trading days below the 21-day line. But you also have a scenario where in past power trend markets, not only will you have pullbacks to the 21-day, but sometimes it's even the 50-day that is ultimately the support level for a market that's trending higher. So it seems like potentially, rotation picking up here. We don't know how long it'll last, but volatility definitely in the forefront here. And who knows, can maybe even an eventual test of the 50-day line. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that is probably a little more likely now that the NASDAQ closed below the 21-day line. It's not mandatory, but even if you look at the scope of the NASDAQ's gains since it initially moved over that 16,000 level, you can see that 50-day moving average is well above the last kind of pivot area for the NASDAQ. So a pullback to the 50-day line, every market technician would tell you it would look normal and it would be a likely support level. So we may not get down that far. I will say, though, again, with some of the weakness we've seen prior in leading software stocks, and now you've got chip stocks getting, taken to the woodshed here. I think the risk is elevated here. We did get a lot of outperformance, from financial stocks, energy stocks, consumer staple stocks. There was a lot working in the market today. So again, this is kind of a strange environment where I think you need to be taking profits and cutting losses in the tech area, and then paying attention to the strength in financials and healthcare, and I mean you name energy stocks. There's just a rotation going on here. We talked about the home builders recently. Some of these are tough to buy. If you didn't get in on them last week, for example, XHB, we did not, add it on leaderboard when it gapped above that 50-day moving average. Would have been a great time to enter, but we put XHB on the watch list today. We're going to just wait for a better entry here and maybe get it closer to that 110 level and just kind of watch the nature of the pullback from here.
Mm-hmm. And while a lot of these moves, these shifts might be bigger than some of us anticipated, just day after day, especially with some of the small cap type areas, healthcare, managed care, those kinds of groups, regional banks. It seems like maybe we didn't anticipate the extent to which this rotation would happen, but it's not like it is a surprise. I mean, for months we've been talking about, okay, once the interest rate cut picture becomes clearer, you likely will see that rotation out of what's been working, the mega cap techs, and into these other areas like your small cap stocks. But once it actually happens, it's a good point, Ken. We need to be able to react.
Yeah. And again, I think it makes sense to certainly have financial exposure at this point. But again, if you did not start nibbling in that sector last week when, really KRA gave that first buy signal, I don't know that it's prudent to be chasing the outperformance at this point. For example, KRE is not an ETF after six, seven up days in a row. I wouldn't touch it up here. I would look for a low volume pullback, watch for an orderly pullback, and get some of these big movers, whether it's in the financial sector, in the healthcare sector. You just kind of wait. You got to be careful to chase the rotation because the moves have been super strong starting last week.
Exactly. All right. Ready to talk about NVIDIA?
Sure thing.
Okay.
Well, let's go to the S&P 500 real quick because, again, I wanted to just mention the breadth in the market on a day when the S&P was down more than 1%, the NASDAQ was down 2.5%. We didn't even get to 2-to-1 negative on both exchanges. So as we've just been in this crazy breadth scenario, we finally get the advanced decline line for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 shooting higher, seeing breadth expand, and then on a really sharp down day for the market today, couldn't even get to 2-to-1 negative on both exchanges. And when you look at RSP, which is the equal weighted version of the S&P 500, again, the S&P 500 down 1.3%. This ETF only down 0.4%. So below the surface, there was, you know, a lot of stocks trading higher. So you need to, you know, keep that in mind. And it's not a reason to just, you know, go to 100% cash. You know, respect the rotation that's going on. But whether it's RSP or the IWM, you know, small caps have been really rocking, and that was a fairly orderly pullback today. That wasn't down 2%. You know, it was ended up being down 1%. But so you got a lot of indexes still acting well here. But the, you know, the Q's sharp break of the 21-day moving average today. So that was really where the weakness was in the market today. So some good action underneath the surface, but you know, we are going to have a distribution day for, looks like, both exchange, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 today, with higher volume declines.
Yeah, notable development today for sure in this sector rotation story. Let's take a look at NVIDIA. You mentioned the weakness in chip stocks today, and here's a look at the Mac Daddy chip name, NVIDIA, down 6.2% on the day. And if we take a look at the weekly chart here, Ken, we now have a test of that critical 10-week line underway once again. Full disclosure, I am a holder of shares along with a number of other folks on the team. I know at one point you were in it. You know,
I'm still in it, but you've been peeling back. Yeah,
the peeling position, back. And this is a long time leaderboard holding as well.
Yes, it is, and it's still about a 19% weighting on leaderboard. We do have that position hedged with a inverse ETF NVDS, but yeah, you can see NVIDIA here holding above the 50-day moving average, but the weekly chart gives you a slightly different perspective. This is actually a test of the 10-week moving average, and it's a critical test for NVIDIA because it's sort of the AI bellwether, and we'll see if support holds here. You know, volume so far this week is pretty light, you know, compared to volume the prior week. So there's still two more days to go here, but I know the stock market bulls want to see NVIDIA close at least in the middle half of its range this week and at least make an initial stand at the 10-week moving average. I will say the price action over the past 4 or 5 weeks in NVIDIA tells me that it's probably ready to consolidate and move sideways. You know, the question is it going to hold support at this key level here?
Right. And I think also the tricky thing for NVIDIA is going to be, Ken, even though its earnings aren't for another month plus, we have all of the other mega cap tech companies reporting earnings next week. And they are either NVIDIA customers or just generally putting a lot of investment, research and development into their own AI initiatives. So what we've seen in past earnings season is, you know, what some of these mega caps say about how this whole AI thing is going for them, that could impact NVIDIA.
Well, no question about it. And don't forget about, you know, Taiwan Semiconductor, which reports earnings tomorrow morning.
Right.
And, you know, NVIDIA made up 10 or 11% of TSM's total revenue last year. So what TSM says about AI demand going forward is certainly going to matter. Now, that stock had a bad break today and very heavy volume, went down through the 21-day. So a lot of very weak action in chip stocks. ASM ML reported earnings this morning, and that was another thing that cast a pall on the chip sector, not only of the talk of increased export curbs to China, but ASML had a good earnings report, but their revenue guidance for the current quarter was a little below expectations. You see a very bad break there, but I think back to TSM, what they say tomorrow morning could move the AI market. And earlier this month, they reported very strong monthly sales in June. So, you know, we'll have to see what they have to say tomorrow. But I think it could definitely be a market mover.
Yeah, it's going to be key. I know you'll be all over it along with the rest of the markets team and the IABD Live team. Let's now go to Eli Lilly, a hit on news of peer Roche announcing positive early stage trial results for an obesity drug in pill form. So Lilly down 3.8% today in elevated volume, its first close below the 21-day line since its breakout in the April-May timeframe, Ken. And it wasn't alone. Novo Nordisk, NBO also hit on the news.
Well, it was really interesting to see the price performance of both of these companies. Eli Lilly, which came down to its 21-day moving average, it's still kind of testing the line. Look at NVO, which was a bad break of the 50-day moving average. So, you know, Lilly is the leader right now out of the two stocks. And you know, even though it was down sharply in heavy volume, it's still fighting a good fight here at the 21-day exponential moving average. So even though we saw a lot of weakness in semiconductor stocks today, there are loads of stocks out there that are testing their 10-day lines and their 21-day lines. So it's probably a little too early to give up on this uptrend, but we'll continue to watch Lilly. Was, you know, disconcerting to see volume really pick up the pace to the downside and see the stock down 4%, but not a broken stock by any means. And we'll see how it trades from here.
Yeah. And I do still own this one. I'm focusing on the weekly chart here, Ken. I think this really helps put things in perspective. I mean, how many weeks up in a row has it been? I mean, you got to expect at some point there's going to be some sort of digestion. I mean, let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 weeks up in a row.
Yeah.
For the stock.
Yeah, this initially went on leaderboard in late April, so we still have a nice profit cushion here. We did trim the position back a little bit today just to raise some cash, but I like your game plan. We'll kind of give this one some room because we've got a nice profit cushion and see what a test of that 10-week moving average looks like if it gets down that far.
Yeah. We will have to see, and earnings coming up in about 3 weeks' time. Okay, last but not least, let's take a look at THC. This is Tenet Healthcare in the hospital space. Look at this tight action on the chart here, Ken. Earnings coming up in a week. Now, we know the managed care space, definitely seeing a lot of action lately with the shifting political tide, one could say. So Tenet Healthcare setting up here as the medical sector more and more in focus, it seems.
Yeah, and the last time this company reported earnings, it was late April, early May in that area. But you can see it gapped above the 100 level, and this is just really a nice orderly test of the 50-day moving average. So we are going to hear from Tenet next week, but this could be the right stock for the right market. I think it's pretty clear. You got to tread very, very cautiously in the chip sector and the tech sector in general. But we mentioned this rotation into healthcare, into financials, into building stocks. You know, home builders doing very well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a good number from Tenet next week. But I think it's just a name to watch as you know, a lot of these healthcare stocks start to outperform. And we mentioned the Dow's day of outperformance today, and you mentioned the managed care firms. UNH had great earnings yesterday, a very positive response, and it followed through again today. So, again, healthcare stocks look pretty good here, and you want to just keep an eye out for opportunities. And Tenet looks like it's building a nice base here.
Right. So, just to be clear, with earnings a week away, the stock setting up, heading into the report, would you wait until that earnings reaction before taking action here?
Yeah, this is a stock that tends not to move a whole lot around earnings. So it would be a candidate for maybe a call option trade. If you think there's going to be a good report, you like the way the stock is trading, you can look at maybe a strike price around 135 in that area. And then just take the premium and divide it by the stock price at the time. And if you're below 4%, you've got a pretty, you know, low risk, high reward trade. So this is a setup that could work well as a call option trade. And And again, with the stock trading at 133.43 as of today, you know, you probably want to look at a 135 strike, see what the premium is, and see if it's a reasonably priced trade. So that's something that I write about every weekend in IBD Weekly. So we may take a look at this one.
All right. Well, thank you, Ken. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it for today's show, but we will be back with more tomorrow morning on IBD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IBD Live, for all the details on that. We will see you there. And then we'll also see you right back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
Zscaler extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines trained by 500 trillion daily signals to prevent ransomware and AI attacks that target business. Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI. Learn more at zscaler.com/Zero Trust AI.